Hey besties, it's Jackie here. Welcome to my channel, or welcome back to my channel. It has been a very long minute. I will just say that. Even YouTube-wise, I've kind of been struggling a lot. But I got a podcast idea tonight, and I felt like talking it out rather than bottle it up. So if you guys don't mind, I do want to talk about people-pleasing and mirrored emotions. I'm not an expert on these topics. It's just from personal experience here. Hopefully, this will turn into an inspirational podcast. But as of right now, it's kind of just a ramble of words and emotions. So I hope you guys don't mind that. I did not prepare for this podcast at all. I'm just going off what the old noggin feels like saying, which is never a good sign, so wish me luck. So if you guys want to talk about mirrored emotions and people pleasing with me, then I hope you guys stick around. If you guys want to get to know me better on like an actual deep level, stay tuned. My cat, I will say a disclaimer here, my cat feels like being really annoying right now. So if you guys hear weird noises in the background, don't mind her. She is just energetic right now, I guess. So let's get this show on the road. This is like a touchy topic for me because growing up, I didn't realize what was going on, like how I was feeling and what I was doing until very late in life, which by very late in life, I mean 2 years, well, like a year and a half ago. Late. I'm 20 now, so give you a little estimate of how late in my life I've kind of been have become this self-aware of my brain, which I feel like the phrase ignorance is bliss is quite literally so true in all instances. Like, it doesn't matter the topic, like not knowing what is going on with something, whatever it might be, or like what's going on in your head is so much better. Although I will say, like, in the end, it is a good thing to realize these things and get less ignorant, I would say. I guess that is good advice coming from any direction, whatever you're talking about. But especially in this case, even though like this journey of self-discovery has definitely been very hard, I think. So 2020 is when I realized what was going on with me, and that's when I started like trying to take this self-discovery journey, because I'm gonna be honest with you guys, like all growing up through my entire childhood, I like even now it's still like I still find myself doing it, but I am such a people pleaser. Like, I don't know. Sorry, my cat just ran into my bed. Anywho, my dog keeps barking. I'm just gonna ignore it. I hope you guys can too. But as I was saying, like, growing up, I have always been a people pleaser. It's definitely come in handy a few times, I feel like, for making friends. But it kind of led me to not so much make good friends. And I kind of developed a lot of like bad habits from those said friends. So, I mean, even though I had friends growing up, because I found myself kind of mirroring other people to become friends with them, like, it was a good and a bad thing, because obviously in school, you definitely can get by with friends. And so it was nice having those friends, but again, as of like 2020, when I kind of, obviously the whole pandemic, I kind of, even though the pandemic was a really bad situation, it definitely uncovered a lot of things that I was kind of trying to suppress in a way the years before that. And so I realized that I didn't want to be that person anymore. I didn't want to be friends with those people anymore. And so I left and I started a journey of trying to find myself, because I'm not going to lie to you guys, because I am a person that tries to people please, and I will admit, I feel like it's better for me to kind of just write it off as being an empath. But if I'm being completely honest with you guys and myself, it's definitely not, I'm definitely not an empath. I just have dealt with a lot of things that kind of have taught me to be an empath. So, I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say, Sassy, stop it. She's being crazy. Anywho. Sorry. Anywho. So, like, it's just been weird after, like, realizing how bad the people pleasing and the mirroring got. Like, even to this day, I mean, I've definitely found myself a lot. I still find myself realizing all of these things that I thought that I liked or disliked because I wanted to please other people, or because other people liked these things that I decided that I had to. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, for my entire life, my favorite number has been 22. And I recently just told my mom why I liked 22, and she laughed at me, because the entire reason I liked the number 22 was because my best friend in second grade liked 22. And so my entire life, I've liked 22, and it's been my favorite number. I don't even know my favorite number. Like, as of right now, I feel like my favorite number definitely is 444, or like 467, in like any order, obviously, but like 22 was my favorite number for as long as I could remember, because my best friend liked 22. And color wise, for my entire childhood, my favorite color was blue. My wall is currently blue. My record player that my family got me is blue. Literally, most of the things that I owned as of 2020 was blue, because everyone liked blue and I wanted to be like everybody. I guess the moral of the story is I don't genuinely know who I am. I don't know. I mean, obviously right now I'm on the self-discovering journey, so now I do know my, well, I don't even know if it's my favorite color, because I'm still second-guessing myself, because I'm like, well, what if this is someone else's favorite color and I just decided that I wanted to like it? But whatever. I'm hoping that this is true. I'm trying to self-discover myself. And through that journey of realizing that I mirror other people and try so hard to be liked by everybody, I'm starting to try and find myself, at least personality-wise. I know, like, I don't know, I hate myself sometimes, because especially when I'm at work, this is a side of people pleasing that quite literally is my least favorite side of it, because it just makes me feel so disgusting as a person. But like, even in like drama related instances at work, like people will be talking about other people and like shit, like talking shit about them. And I find myself agreeing all the time. Like, it doesn't matter the situation. Like, I just start agreeing. And even if I don't feel that way about that certain person, I still agree with the other because I want so badly for them to like me. Like, talk to literally anybody at my work and ask them how Jacqueline feels about so-and-so. Everyone will tell you a different story because I try so badly to be liked by everyone that I don't fucking know who I am. I don't know the kind of person I am. I don't know the person that I want to be. I don't know who I am. My dog's barking again. But that is like the worst thing to realize in one person's life, is that you don't know who you are. There's like this TikTok audio that's like, I stay awake at night because I don't know what my favorite color is and I'm afraid I don't have a real personality. Like, that is the embodiment of me. I don't know who I am. I'm still trying to figure it out. I feel like, I mean, maybe it's normal. Maybe everyone feels this way. But I've grown up my entire life trying so hard to please everybody that I don't know who I am. I don't know the kind of person I am. I don't know like deep down, I don't know who I am. And even when I think that I do know, like, do I like plants? Do I actually like plants, or is that just like because other people liked plants and I wanted to be like them? Like, I don't know. And it's so heartbreaking to live your life like that. I'm trying to find myself. I mean, as of this last year, I realized that I think my favorite color is green. Sage green, dark forest green. Green is so pretty, which is so hilarious to me because growing up, I hated green because nobody liked green, right? Like, I made it my whole personality to hate green because everyone liked blue. Like, I had to like blue. Nobody likes green, so why would I? Like, that was my whole personality growing up because I wanted to be blue, but I think I'm green. I think I like plants. I am not good at keeping them alive, but I like how they look. I love music, which part of that realization kind of still hurts me a little bit, because if you were to take a look at my Spotify playlists, you'd honestly see just how much of a people pleaser I am, because I listen to so many different genres of music that I don't even know what my favorite song is. I don't even know what my favorite genre is, which I guess you could say is a good thing, because, I mean, music quite literally is everything. I love music, which, again, is something that, I mean, I feel like I've always known that I've liked music, but, like, as of late, I love music. Like, records, CDs, everything. Like, going to concerts. I've realized, I mean, I don't really like the aspect of concerts because there is a lot of people and I don't really like crowds of people. I've only been to 2 concerts in my life. So, I mean, I can't really say that I like concerts, but I like the vibe around concerts. If I was a people person, I would love concerts. But I'm not, so I don't know. But I like that atmosphere of concerts, and I love music so much. But again, like, I love so many genres, not because I mean, deep down, I do like the music. Like, I do like it. But my entire life, no matter who I was with, I would only ever play the music that I knew that they liked. Like, when I'm in my mom's car with my mom, I play, like, old country, oldies kind of hits because I know that she likes those. And when I'm with my friend, I play, like, High School Musical, like, Disney songs because I know that she likes those songs. Like, I literally search for the songs that I know for a fact that she likes because I want her to have a good time. I mean, it's not that I don't like the music, but I do it because I know that they would like it. So, like, there was this one time I was, like, hanging out with some coworkers, and one of them was taking me home, and she asked me to put on, like, my favorite song, and I'm like, you don't understand the kind of pressure you're putting on me, because, quite frankly, I don't know what your favorite song is. I obviously didn't say that, but, like, genuinely, like, that's what I was thinking, because I don't know what my favorite song is. I don't know what kind of music I like, because I spent my whole life liking other people's music. I mean, I think I've kind of gotten it down. I really like underground, like punk rock music. And then also I really love indie music. Those are the two like genres of music that I really like personally. I'd more so go towards indie, but recently I've been quite literally in like the biggest rocker phase of my life. For sure. But again, like, I guess the moral of the story is I don't know who the fuck I am, and I'm trying to figure it out, and maybe that's everybody. No one is meant to know for certain who they are or who they were meant to be. But try and figure it out. Figure out who you are outside of your friends, outside of your family, outside of any other distraction, any other person telling you who you need to be or who you want to be for yourself. You figure that out. You figure that out without anybody else telling you who you are, because they don't get to decide that. I'm still trying to figure myself out. I don't know. I don't know my style yet. I don't know my passions in life. I don't know where I want to be in 20 years. I just know that right now I'm figuring it out. I know right now that I like the color green, and I know right now that I love filming YouTube videos. I love it. Even if it's weird to other people, I like doing it. So I'm going to continue to try and do it. I decide the person that I want to be. And I decide to figure out who I want to be. Outside of other pressure from society or your community or who you surround yourself with, they don't get to decide the person that you are or that you get to be. You decide that. So whether or not you get outside influences from like other people, I hope not. I hope you kind of take the time to look in the mirror and decide, this is the person that I want to be, and follow that. But don't forget to look within. Like, you can like look on Instagram for supermodels or big influencers that you hope one day that you'll be. Maybe you'll find that someday, but for right now, all you get to be is you. And understand that through tough times, through struggles, whatever you're going through right now, you're meant to go through it. I know that sounds like stupid right now, but I can tell you for every shitty thing that I've gone through in my life, I can look back and tell you why I went through that. I can. Because everything in life has a lesson to be learned. Even if you can't see it in the moment that it's happening, or a few weeks after, in time you'll find out why it happened. You'll find out what you needed to know for that moment. I know that without the people pleasing, without the wanting to be someone that I'm not, I wouldn't have been able to go on this journey that I'm on and figure out who I am. And I feel like this is the perfect time to do so for me. And maybe that was the universe's plan. I hope so. I know this isn't all, but I know this is a start. I still have a very long journey to find out who I am. But I'm excited to go through that journey, you know? And I hope that you guys are excited to go through yours. That made a lot more sense, I hope, than I was feeling it would. But yeah, I definitely did the inspirational turn that I was hoping for. Anywho, I'm gonna go now. I really hope you guys appreciated this podcast. And yeah, let me know what your thoughts down, well, wherever, whatever. Let me know what your thoughts. Bye.